This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump said Friday he called off military strikes against Iran minutes before they were about to take place. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports the president thought the cost in human lives would be too high.
The president says the military was cocked and loaded to retaliate for Iran shooting down an American drone and asked for final approval about a half hour out.
I said, how many people are going to be killed?
And tells NBC's Meet the Press they told him about 150.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
So he pulled the plug. It raises questions about why the president only learned about the potential deaths a few minutes ahead of time. The military would ordinarily provide that well before. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's pleas the strikes didn't happen, fearing the escalation could lead to war.
A strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that the State Department's annual Religious Freedom report exposes what he called a chilling array of abuses.
As in previous years, our report exposes a chilling array of abuses committed by oppressive regimes, violent extremist groups, and individual citizens. For all those that run roughshod over religious freedom, I'll say this. The United States is watching, and you will be held to account.
Pompeo called on Pakistan to do more to stop the abuse of blasphemy laws after the release of Asia Bibi, a Catholic woman who faced a death sentence in Pakistan. The secretary also singled out Iran and China, pointing to Beijing's detention of more than 1 million Muslims, as well as persecution of Tibetan Buddhists, Christians, and the Falun Gong. The report also pointed to Saudi Arabia's widespread abuses of religious rights, including detaining more than 1,000 Shiites, mostly for nonviolent offenses. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says that he will take the recommendations of UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet seriously. After meeting with Bachelet late Friday, Maduro said, "There are always going to be different criteria in every country, but I told her that she can count on me as president to take her suggestions, her recommendations, and her proposals seriously." Earlier, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido said that Bachelet will leave two delegates in Venezuela to monitor the country's human rights situation. Guaido said that Bachelet's team would investigate issues related to the country's lack of food and medicine. They said it would also look into allegations that President Maduro's government has violated human rights while cracking down on the opposition. U.S. media reports say that President Donald Trump has ordered immigration officials to conduct a mass roundup of migrants who have received deportation orders in an operation expected to begin Sunday. The operation, first reported by the Washington Post, would target up to 2,000 families in large cities that are major immigration destinations, including Houston, Miami, Chicago, and Los Angeles. The Post said information about the raids is based on three U.S. officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Later, the Miami Herald newspaper said other cities to be targeted include Atlanta, Baltimore, Denver, New Orleans, New York, and San Francisco. Trump had tweeted on Monday the United States would start deporting millions of illegal aliens from the country next week. The announcement appeared to catch the country's immigration officials by surprise. Administration officials said that the deportation plans have been under consideration for months, but immigration officials said earlier this week that raids on migrant families were not imminent. Thousands of protesters blockaded Hong Kong's police headquarters Friday evening, demanding the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader and the release of demonstrators arrested during the territory's political crisis. The protest was noisy but peaceful, with the exception of some thrown eggs and demonstrators shining laser pens at the windows. In a statement early Saturday, Hong Kong police slammed the protesters for besieging their headquarters, calling the demonstration illegal and irrational and vowing to pursue the ringleaders. Saturday morning, police were clearing barricades the protesters set up outside the headquarters building, and large trucks were hauling away some of the trash. Millions have marched this month to oppose a proposed law that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China and to call for the city's leader, Carrie Lam, to step down. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.